just who I am anymore.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Sorry if I just messed up a little on the air. I put on headphones that weren't working, and now I have headphones on that only work in one ear. Anyways, again, good morning. This is Jack. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Had some issues with the sound on my laptop for a moment, but we're back now. I'm starting today's show off with On My Grind and Staying in Line by Eve Jarvis. This is Staying in Line. On My Grind was like only 30 seconds or something, and I think I had my laptop turned low enough that you may not have been able to hear it, so apologies about that. Anyways, I've been listening to Good Will Come to You by Eve Jarvis a lot. I believe he's a Montreal singer. I once saw that album described as like if D'Angelo made The Glow Part 2 by The Microphones, but I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's still just a beautiful little piece of like lo-fi sweetness. I took a nice little walk to it yesterday evening, but yeah, I've got a lot of kind of chill stuff this week, so keep it locked for an hour or whatever. Do what you want to do, but I'm excited to share some tunes with y'all. That's why I do this, you know? But yeah.
Stop me now. And I tried not to buy them. Shavings on page, shapes engraved, drawn a phantom, spirits you pay, flapped hood, David display, specters of place, run some trace, haunted by days as the sun go away, darkness my face, body of clay, mountains and shoulders, rivers like veins, Sisyphus boulder, high when I'm stoned, low when I'm sober, as I get older, try and resist, but it persists, absurd as it is, hand in the fist in the sky, false sense of pride in my skin, in my flesh. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to chat a little bit about songs, music, and more. Those last couple songs, two songs ago after the Eve Jarvis tunes, that was The Message 3 by Slauson Malone, from his album with a title whose name I cannot pronounce. But I've been listening to a fair bit of Slauson Malone lately, mostly his album A Quiet Farewell, which is one of the, honestly, like, just a really special record in how it collages together, like, the sounds of kind of late 2010s, early 2020s abstract hip-hop and, like, elements of, like, collage. It's just very, very special. That guy's a serious beast. And, yeah, we'll be getting into more of that later. And then that last tune was World in Delay by the Tara Clerken Trio, which, like, is just such a dreamy, beautiful song. I've been obsessed with that. A couple songs off of their EP, On the Turning Ground, and that's one of them. So I wanted to share that for sure. And then right now, of course, Moin, one of the most dynamic bands right now, I suppose I should say. They dropped a new single, so who am I to not play it on the air? This is Lapsed, which I don't really know what the background is. I don't think it's an album single. It's just like a Lucy that I think they did as maybe part of a compilation. I might be making that up, but it's good. I love what Moin does. They just like they make guitar music that just like gets me in a way that a lot of guitar music I feel like doesn't quite. But yeah. I've sort of talked over it all, so I'm gonna just continue talking for another minute to make things clean, I guess. My next track, I guess I'll talk about a bit, is Say It So by Hyperdon from their album Steady. I just caught on to Hyperdon less than a week ago, maybe last weekend, and their album Steady is just incredible. It's such a like beautiful, beautiful kind of take on glitch pop that's actually like. It's very charming to me as someone who listens to a lot of like hardline glitch stuff. I think they implement it very tastefully and it's very, very nice. Good to hear. But I don't really know too much about them. I think that they're a duo. And I want to say they're Scottish, but I might be making that up. I feel like I've been listening to quite a bit of Scottish music recently. No Still Houseplants today, unlike last week, but their new album's coming out. They're one of the most dynamic Scottish bands right now. Also notably just the new issue of Wire magazine, it just came out, I believe. I haven't gotten the chance to read it yet, but still Houseplants are gracing the cover, which is incredible because they're such a like new young band, and Wire loves to put like old like dusty like ambient musicians on their covers. Not really, I love Wire magazine, but yeah. I don't know. I think it's cool to see Still Houseplants getting this kind of recognition. And I will say, I was there first. Not really. I'm going to let this one play. This is Say It So by Hyperdon. I hope y'all enjoy. Very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
Say it so, let it change my speak and tell me I just might go. You call my name through the cell phone, I can't pick up, babe, I'm on the road. In these places too far from each other, like I know. Feel like I got tar heels, my skin and the gravel are just too close. Mind seeks God, can't find much, who knows? But I give wings to my words, hoping they rise to a place that isn't seem close. There's a lost language in my backyard singing poems. I'm still learning to read, vision coming to me. Time is just what I need.
Must come across all prophets.
Build up a wall to keep the stoppers from stopping by. Showers tall, we sitting under enjoying life. That's right. You were around, but not around. That's your way of life. Me by myself, but that's just how I was living mine. It's fine. Walk to the bus, I'll fall asleep on the way to work. Read when I don't, till I get home, see the moon emerge. Long walk. When nobody called, I called myself on the other line. Spoke till I knew there's something coming with something like in time.
Oh.
there comes a time in every great radio show where I gotta read a PSA, so I'm gonna do that right now, and then I'm gonna talk about some of the tunes that I've been playing. This one's about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. That was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I haven't done that one in a while. If my mom is listening, or if she's going to listen, shout out to her. She loves that one. Hold on, I'm going to turn the music down a tiny bit because I'm trying to hear my own voice. Just kidding. Anyways, let's talk about those last couple songs, shall we? A few songs ago, I introduced Say It So by Hyperdon. I hope y'all enjoyed that one as much as I do. I really love that. And then I followed that with From Exile, Third Ward by Contour, which I can't remember the last time I played like a real deal R&B type neo-soul song on the air. It's been a minute, but if you know me, you know I'm into that type of stuff always. But that song's struck me recently. I think it's beautiful. And then, as promised, another Slauson Malone song. That was 2018 by, from the aforementioned record, A Quiet Farewell, which is just outstanding. Definitely listen to that if you get the chance, and if you're interested in sort of developments in abstract hip-hop, because it's really good. And then that last song that I kind of talked over the end of was 6 p.m. Waiting on You by Masaka Masaka. I think that's just got a nice little vibe to it. I don't really know much about the artist, but it's released on Hakuna Kulala, which is the sister label of Miege Niege Tapes, which has been really big in bringing African electronic to wider audiences. I believe Masaka Masaka is a Ugandan producer, but don't quote me on that because I know nothing. This is all just stuff that I like feel like I read like a week ago. And I'm not going to talk over this whole song, but this is A Dream Goes On Forever by Vegan and John Glacier from the new Vegan album, which I was a little underwhelmed by, but this single and the other song with John Glacier on it, both excellent. John Glacier is incredible, one of the best artists out right now. But yeah, keep it locked for another half hour, because I'm gonna have more tunes, more words, all that. I don't know, but again, this is A Dream Goes On Forever. Enjoy.
to be next to you, you next to me, holding you, you holding me. Time again, I want to see the way you look at me. I could be away from here with no one, just you. Taking me away from all this hate. All it takes is your arms, your smile. I let you, you're letting me closer than I've ever been. I want you around me, always, always. All I want is you.
All right, I'm gonna talk for a moment. I was just on the mic a moment ago during that vegan song. Again, that was Dream Goes On Forever featuring John Glacier, one of the greatest to do it. I think that song is good, but I need Vegan to, I don't know, he did this album called, or under a project called Headache, and all the beats sounded exactly like the beats of that song. And John Glacier made it much better than the vocals on the Headache project did, so... Vegan, if you're out there, get on that, like, remake that album or something similar with John Glacier instead of, like, AI vocals. Headache was still a kind of cool project, but could have been better. And after that was Gladly by Tirza, a classic from Devotion, one of the best albums in the history of albums and music and sound and art and beauty. I really love Devotion by Tirza. I love just about everything Tirza touches. She's one of the greatest artists of the last decade or so, and of the last history of music. No, I'm just saying things now. And then that last track was Lucky You, Lucky Me by Hyperdon from their album Steady. Again, I was gushing about that earlier. But I mean, that song is just otherworldly to me. I'm in the studio right now, obviously, because I'm talking on the mic. But I just cranked it up on the monitor there and like just kind of washed the sound over myself. So good. And the way that they implement glitch is so tasteful and so interesting and so cool. And I've kind of talked over almost all of it, but this has been OMG1 by Patch Plus, who I played a bit of last week. And then after this, I have, I guess I'll just introduce what I have coming next. I have a little bit of kind of modern, very functional dub poetry type of stuff by Ia Shilala. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But the song is Regeneration. Pretty nice tune. You'll hear it in a minute after OMG1 by Patch Plus is over. But yeah, I don't know. And then I'll be back on the mic because I have a longer Outsider House song coming up, which, yeah, this is kind of the part in my show where the like vibe that I've curated crumbles, and now I'm just gonna like play a few songs that I've really been like rinsing this week and think are really interesting. That's not really true, by the way, but the part about the vibe falling apart, the vibe never falls apart when I'm holding on to it. That's not true either. I love to lie. I love to make things up. I don't love to lie, but I don't know. I'm just talking because I want to fill up like 10 seconds of airtime. Anyways, again, this next song is Regeneration by Ia Shilala or whatever. Enjoy.
Regeneration song, let I warn you in advance. Sing a sweet song and let I man dance. Steady eyes upon the prowls, belly laughing as we twist. Magic is organized chaos and there is wizardry in this. Take a moment out to feel it. Far from the wily eyes of the precinct, Lily Law or Patty Pig. Padawan, you're just a sprig. We battle on against the grip. Subtle adjustments are the risk, remember this. When you're digging hole, make sure it's to you a dig. You dig. A fit that hugs the hips, a small token of the lips. Unbroken ironity is vital when defying second-class citizenship. Refresh and ripe like Wayne had a zip. Burning stick, strictly for the aroma. Sage spits this lovely essence as Coltrane drips from sound systems split around. Regeneration sound. Soul transformation, repatriation, rebirth, reclamation, soul transformation, repatriation, rebirth, reclamation, soul transformation, regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
think I'm going to hop on the mic and talk a bit because the song is just about halfway over, and it is a bit repetitive, which is not a mark against it if you ask me, because I think that all good Outsider House tracks should be a little long, a little repetitive. They should get you in that like kind of weird, like head down but still two-stepping kind of headspace. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, this is Drag Ball by Days. And the last track, again, was Regeneration by Ia Shilalag. I don't know still if I'm pronouncing that right. I got more tunes queued up, but just a few more. So I figure I'll take this moment to do what I love to do almost as much as talking about music on the air, talking about basketball in the air. As we all know, NCAA championship came to a close earlier this week. Exciting stuff. I won the Melisma Magazine bracket pool, so shout out. I'm not really proud of myself, but I was happy about it because I was getting like excited and competitive about it for no reason. And I'm also glad that Zach Edey and Purdue lost. But next year, I have a family friend going to Purdue, so I'll be pro Purdue then. I just don't like how Zach Edey plays. It's actually very upsetting. Anyways. Back to NBA brain, because the college tournament is over. The Orlando Magic lost a really like a game that if we won it last night, we would be in such a better place, because we're still kind of fighting for like a playoff spot or a play-in spot. We're definitely going to make the postseason, but I would really love it if my team made an actual playoff like secure spot and not a play-in, because I worry, and I think that we maybe would get upset or something in the play-in. I have confidence in my team, but I also know to expect the worst as an Orlando Magic fan. But yeah, and all of our like Eastern Conference competitors were winning last night, so that was like total pain in the ass. Oh, I can't swear on air. Total pain in the butt, I mean. Apologies. Anyways, sorry, Orlando Magic got me too emotional, too heated. I'm out here slipping a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. Shout out to Jalen Suggs, because I think he's a good guy to have on my basketball team. I've said it before. If he was on a different team, I would hate him so much, but he's on my team, so I like him. And he was playing all right yesterday, even though everyone else kind of was not. Nevertheless. Also, shout out to Shelvin Mack and Chasson Randall and Channing Fry, and Dwayne Bacon, and DJ Augustine. I don't know why. I just shout out to them for holding it down for the Orlando Magic back in the day when we sucked. Shout out to Elfrid Payton as well. Shout out to Aaron Gordon before he was good. Shout out to Evan Fournier before he fell off. Shout out to Aaron Aflalo. I don't know. That's about all I got. I'm going to let the rest of this tune play out. Again, this is Drag Ball by Days, from the EP Lips, which is honestly a banging EP and I've had on rotation plenty. And I'll be back on the mic in a few minutes to do my closing remarks. So I've got a few more songs, Keep It Locked, all that, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, go Magic. Also, shout out to Chuma Okiki and Kevon Harris and Admiral Schofield.
Angels need him.
I'm going to kind of commit a faux pas by speaking over the sample in an ambient, the talking sample in an ambient song, so apologies for that. Anyways, I just want to do my closing remarks before my final song and introduce that. This song has been Kites, A Part of You and Everything by Croatian Amor. A really sweet, cute song that I like very much and I have been having fun listening to lately. But yeah, I'm gonna just keep things quick though because I want to introduce my next song real fast. This has been the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and this is Jack, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medfortus Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you are listening right now, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not, I also hope you have an amazing day. But anyways, I suppose I'll just talk for one brief moment about my next song before I play it. It's, as you probably didn't guess this actually, it's the new Jack Zebra single, titled Sean Young, I believe, according to Google Translate, which they translated into Cicada Pupa. So yeah, it's one of my favorite Jack Zebra songs that I've heard in a while. Brand new, hot off the presses. Yeah, enjoy.